High school basketball is on the air.
As a Jake Fowler will put it on the floor and dribble out here in the three-point territory. Fowler looking for penetration. Spins there right at the top of the key. Moves it down in the baseline to Brady Barrett. His pass inside to Brown. Kicks it back out in the corner to Overmiller. Shot good.
Follow the pride.
Here's Sharice Farmer with the ball. Sharice, entry pass. Lexi Schmidt back at the free throw line. Hands the ball away to Sharice. Drives it down the lane. Now to Caitlin Ernst. To Lexi Schmidt back out here at the free throw line. To Chanel Farmer. Dribbles the ball to the basket and scores.
Follow the thrills.
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside, Kreitz. He launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it! Gildner hits it! A three-point field goal! And Gildner wins the state championship! Holy smoke!
Follow the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex tonight. Lynn Farrell Arena as we get set for the C19 Sub-District Championship ball game as the Stars out of Kearney Catholic get set to take on the Whippets out of Minden. I'm Mike Willow. Call the play-by-play for you tonight. Kearney Catholic coming in, a record of 18 wins, 5 losses on the season. The Stars knocking off Adams Central in the semifinals on Tuesday night in overtime, winning by the score of 52-46. It was a big night for Alex Lease. The kid has been averaging only about 9 points per ball game all season long. Came up with 17 points against the Patriots on Tuesday. And Kearney Catholic advances into the finals here to face the Minden Whippets. They come in with a record of 20 wins and 1 loss on the season. Their only loss this year was a defeat to the hands of Ravenna, a team that is still undefeated in Class C2 and ranked number 1. Since then, the Whippets have rattled off 11 straight wins, including a big win over Hastings St. Cecilia in the semifinals on Tuesday, winning by a score of 58-46. They had 3 players score in double figures. And when you hear the coaches talking just a couple of minutes, that's simply the key for Kearney Catholic, shutting down the trio of Christian Schwenka, Carson Bloom, and Derek Kissinger. Schwenka had 17 points in the ball game against St. Cecilia. Carson Bloom had 16. Derek Kissinger had 13 points. So for Minden, they've got the benefit of maybe a wild card in Class C1 as the action gets underway here tonight across the state. Minden currently in second place in the wild card point standings. So remember, there's 2 wild cards in Class C1. One's going to be used up by Milford, a team that was upset in the semifinals on Tuesday. The other one is open, and Minden's hoping it's not going to have to use that wild card to get into the Boys State High School basketball tournament. But if they need it, it is there. They are number 2 in the wild card point standings. Meanwhile, Kearney Catholic sitting in 7th place in those wild card point standings. So the chances of them receiving the wild card in the event they drop this one here tonight are pretty slim. Kearney Catholic's going to have to go after a win here tonight to advance into the district championship ball game coming up next week. You are listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight on The Breeze, brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. We'll come back and talk to the coaches as our pregame show continues after this.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And we're back to the New Tech Seeds pregame show as we get ready for Minden and Kearney Catholic here tonight on The Breeze. Talk a couple of minutes with Shannon Levin, the head coach for Minden. And, Coach, it's been kind of a memorable season for you so far. 21, obviously you guys have been playing well.
We played pretty consistently throughout the season, and we've been playing pretty well. The last couple of weeks we've kind of stepped it up and started to play a little bit better. So,
talking about the win in the semifinals over Hastings St. Cecilia.
Well, that was a big win for us. St. Cecilia's got a quality ball club. You know, they always are very fundamentally sound. They pass the ball well. They shoot the ball well. So anytime you can beat St. Cecilia, you'll be fortunate.
What was the difference in that ball game?
Well, I think they cooled off in the second half, and maybe that was partly because we played a little better defense. We also started taking a little better care of the ball and valued the ball on the offensive end of the floor.
You guys are sitting in pretty good shape as far as the state tournament is concerned with the wild card in there, number 2 in the points. Do you play this game any differently tonight?
I don't think so. We want to go in on a winning note. We want to go in with wins tonight and hopefully in the district final.
Big nice for Christian Schwenka, Carson Bloom, Derek Kissinger in the ballgame against St. Cecilia. Those guys have been in double figures most of the season, and they carry it in that ballgame.
Yeah, those three have been really consistent all year long, and they lead us. They're our big three-team leaders. you know, they're very consistent, and they're a solid nucleus.
Kearney Catholic, the opponents here tonight, a pretty viable force here in the finals.
Oh, it's going to be a real big challenge for us. They shoot the ball really well. They're quick. It's really a good matchup with both teams. A lot of things are similar. We may have a little bit more inside than what they do, but other than that, it's going to be a pretty close ball game.
This game going to be won inside tonight?
Well, I hope so. It kind of was the other night. I think we had that advantage with Swing Keegan tonight. I think so. I think Christian can have another big game for us.
Kearney Catholic, basically a three-point shooting team. Is that going to cause any stress for your defense?
Well, that causes a lot of stress because they're never out of the ball game. They shoot the ball so well, and anytime you get a lead, you can't relax because a number of players can shoot the three.
Squires, their big boy, basically doesn't play inside. Does that cause a problem for your defense?
Well, it might a little bit, but I think we have some good matchups. Hopefully, we'll be okay.
Keys for you guys today.
I think we got to push the ball down the floor. We got to value the ball each possession. You get this time of year, you have to have great possession each time. You can't be forcing and turning it over. But we have to play great defense. The defense has carried us most of the year, and we got to continue that tonight.
You want to play an up-tempo style of game with Kearney tonight?
I think so. They probably want to play it too. It should be an exciting game for the fans. But that's that's our strength is getting the ball down the floor. But if we need to slow it down, we can slow it down.
Okay, good luck.
Right, thank you.
Shannon Levin, the head coach for Minden. You're on the New Tech Seeds pregame show tonight on The Breeze.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we're back on the New Tech Seeds pregame show tonight as we get set for the C19 sub-district title game between Minden and Kearney Catholic with the Stars head coach Don Lease. And coach, obviously a great matchup here tonight with Minden. Your feelings on the game?
I think it's going to be a heck of a game. Both of us play kind of the same style of ball. We both like to get up and down the court. We both like to do some pressing and trapping. We both like to play man-to-man defense. You know, we're going to have to really contain, you know, Carson and Kistinger, and hopefully the other guys don't hit shots.
What is the game plan on Carson tonight? Obviously, he's had a great year so far.
Yeah, he has. We just got to hopefully contain him. We're going to send some things at him and hopefully, keep him in front of us. He likes to get to the rim real well, but we got to be able to watch him because he can shoot the three ball real well too. So, you know, our big thing is, you know, that pick and roll that they really like to run. We're going to have to really – sag and get over on that. But the big thing is if they score, we're just going to, our kids are going to have to realize, we got to come down and do the same thing too.
You've got a great inside game as well that you'll have to handle tonight.
Yep. Swinka inside is tough. He does a great job around the basket. He crashes the boards extremely well. And that's what I told our kids yesterday. I said, we got to do a better job on rebounding purposes. The first time we played Adams Central, we didn't do a good job on it. The second time we did a better job. And now tonight against Minden, we got to even do a better job than what we did on Tuesday night. So the Swinka kid inside is tough, and especially around 10 feet or in, he is really, really tough. We got to make sure that we get make it as difficult on him as possible.
Your big guy, the Squires kid, usually plays out around the perimeter. Is that a concern, maybe rebounding in there tonight?
If Schwink is guarding him, that pulls him out of the way too. And, Dave likes to go around the three ball area, and he's probably just as well because he's probably better at the three ball than he is on some of the things on inside. So, we'll try to, post up some of our other guards and so on and so forth in there. We're not big, but, our kids are going to get after it. And hopefully we do a good job of rebounding. And, if they score, we got to just match that.
What's this game going to come down to tonight, shooting and rebounding as usual?
I think so. I think, and I told our kids, we control the boards. We got a great chance of winning tonight. But if we don't control the boards, we got to stop them in transition. They do a great job of fast breaking. We got to really stop that. If we can do those things, control the boards and stop them on the fast break and control Carson, and there's about other 17 things down the list, but, those are some of the main things.
Coach, in the semifinals, you were able to beat Adams Central and scored the Patriots 7-1 in the overtime session. What was the difference there?
We switched up on some different personnel. We put a longer guy, Alex, my son, on Brady, so it wasn't so easy for him to shoot over the top. He was shooting over the top of Keegan. Keegan did a good job on some things, But, you know, we put Alex on Brady to try to make him have to, you know, that's about 6 more inches that you're giving up there, and it's a little harder to shoot over the top. But other than that, when we hit that first three, I think our kids played a little more relaxed after that. It was like, ah, yes, it does go in. We had a dry spell there for a while, and our kids were just like, okay, now let's play ball. And, you know, we were very fortunate. They missed some shots in that overtime, and we hit a couple.
Big night for Alex, at least in that ball game. 17 points, been averaging 9 all year long. What was his story?
You know, it's one of those where we kind of fed him. You know, we had some good looks for it. You know, we don't have anybody that averages a whole bunch. It's just a matter of who gets going. We try to get them the ball as much as possible. And Alex felt it that night. And, you know, it was a good job by Keegan and Tyson. Tyson's calling shot 1 or 2 times is all. And, you know, lately he's been shooting more. But, you know, he realized, hey, let's get the ball to the other guys. And then Alex was hitting some shots, and they got him the ball.
Not going to have the luxury, I don't think, of the wild card in Kearney Catholic's favor. You guys really got to play all out and win this ball game tonight, don't you?
Yeah, we do. You know, it's a win and move on situation for us. You know, we've been in this situation before. You know, I love the wild card thing, but, you know, our kids got a little wrapped up in it this year. And I think that took away from some of the things that, you know, we were trying to get done. And tonight, you know, it's like I told them last night, we just got to lay it on the line, go out here and play as hard as we can and see what happens.
Ben has lost only one game so far this year. You guys are looking forward to this one?
Oh, yeah, our guys are looking forward to it. You know, we played, you know, throughout the last 4 or 5 years, these guys have played Minden, Ravenna. They've played on the same teams. They played against each other in traveling teams. I mean, these guys know each other, and it'll be a war out there on the court, but after the game's over, they'll be joking around and kidding with each other and having some fun with each other. So, you know, we'll leave it out here on the court, and I know they will too.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
I'm Lisa, head coach for Kearney Catholic on the New Tech Seats pregame show tonight on The Breeze.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Singing of the National Anthem as we get set for high school basketball tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. The boys C19 sub-district final here tonight between the Stars of Kearney Catholic and the Whippets out of Minden. Again, Kearney Catholic coming in 18-5 on the season, beating Adams Central in the semifinals the other night, 52-46 in overtime. The Whippets are 20-1 on the season. They're ranked number 2 according to the latest Lincoln Journal Star poll. They knocked off St. Cecilia on Tuesday night in the semifinals by the score of 58-46. We'll give the starting lineups here tonight. First of all, for Minden, they will go with Carson Bloom, a 6-foot senior. Bloom is averaging 17 points and 6 rebounds per game.
Dan Christensen is a 5'7" senior, averaging 1.3 points and 1.5 rebounds per game. Thomas Sinsel is a 5'9" senior. Sinsel is averaging 5 points, 1.7 rebounds per game. Christian Schwenke is a 6'4" senior. Schwenke averaging 9 points and 4.4 rebounds per game. And Derek Kissinger is the other starter, a 6'1" senior. Kissinger averaging 13 points and 4 rebounds per ball game. Bennett is a team that's averaging 62.3 points per ball game on offense, giving up 38.6 on the defensive end. They hit 47% of their field goal tries, 28% from three-point territory, and 63% from the free throw line. Their starting lines for the Stars of Kearney Catholic will be Brian Huseman, a 6-foot junior. Huseman is averaging 9.3 points and 4 rebounds per game. Keegan Fitzgerald is a 5'8" senior. Fitzgerald averaging 10.5 points and 2 rebounds per game. Alex Lease, the star from the other night, he had 17 points in the ball game against Adams Central. Lease is a 6'1" junior, averaging 9 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. Tyson Colling is a 5'8" senior. Colling averaging 5.7 points, 2.5 rebounds per game. David Squires, the other starter, is 6'2" junior. Squires averaging 8 points and 4 rebounds per ball game. Kearney Catholic averages 59.6 points per ball game on offense. They give up 45.7 on the defensive end. Kearney Catholic hitting 40% of their field goal tries so far this year, 33% from three-point territory, 63% from the free throw line. You've been listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home.
So the Stars have the basketball. Both of these teams love to play defense. And Kearney Catholic with the ball for the first time tonight. Squires comes out here to Fitzgerald, top of the key. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Kicks it over here on the right side to Huseman. Huseman comes out on top. That's Squires with the ball. Fakes the three. Drives down the lane. His shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Battle for the rebound. Squires just got it. Goes back up. His shot no good. Foul on the rebound. Minden finally rips the ball out of there. That was a Christian Schwenke inside. But a personal foul is going to be called on Squires. So David Squires picks up the personal foul in the first possession here for Kearney Catholic. The first team foul on the Stars. So Minden comes back the other way. Just underway here tonight. The C19 sub-district final game here tonight with Minden taking on Kearney Catholic. A pass out on top is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Huseman. Huseman gets the ball in the lane. They throw it away. Huseman got the interception, and he throws the ball away, trying to get it into the paint there to Tyson Colling. So a turnover in the Stars. Minden turns over for the first time. One thing about it, Minden really does a good job hanging out with the ball. They only average 8 turnovers per ball game. That's their first one here tonight, and it occurs 45 seconds into the ball game. They go inside to Christian Schwenke. A turnaround jumper over Squires is going to be no good. Rebound comes down defensively to Brian Huseman. Huseman gets the ball away now to Tyson Colling. Here come the Stars back with the ball. Still no score between Minden and Kearney Catholic. Driving for the hole is going to be Huseman, and he's going to be fouled in the play. Fouled here by Dan Christensen of Minden. That's going to be his first foul, the first team foul on the Whippets. So going to the free throw line for Kearney Catholic is going to be Tyson Colling. Tyson Colling will go to the free throw line here. He's a 73% foul shooter. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Colling was 2 out of 3 from the stripe the other night against Adams Central. He misses his first shot here. And Kearney Catholic hitting 63% of their foul shots so far as a team on the season. Next shot is up there. It is good. Kearney Catholic's got the lead. So Kearney Catholic draws first blood in this one. It is a 1-0 ball game. Kearney Catholic with the advantage. Minden comes back with the ball on their offensive end. Christian Schwenke comes out here into three-point territory. That's going to be Dan Christensen. And now somebody hit the deck. That was Thomas Sinsel. Ends up on the seat of his pants there. And a personal foul is going to be called on Colling of Kearney Catholic. Tyson Colling picks up the first personal foul for the Stars. That's going to be the second team foul in Kearney Catholic. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Minden playing it in, baseline left side underneath their own basket. 1-0 is the score. We're a minute and 15 seconds into this first quarter. Now they're mopping up just to the right side of the lane. Our game tonight brought to you in part by the Buffalo County Farm Insurance, by Ravenna Sanitation, and by Eustace Body Shop. You're listening to the C19 sub-district final here tonight from the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. and also online at KLIQFM.com. And also on your smartphones at m.kliqfm.com. So they continue to wipe up just to the right side of the lane. I don't know if we had some blood out there or what, but the official is doing the housekeeping chores just to the right side of the lane here. Now Minden will play things in as the project has been completed. The Whippets will play things in off of the far sideline. 6:45 to play here in the first quarter. 1-0 is the score. Connie Catholic has got the lead. Here's Carson Bloom with the ball. Down from Minden. Connie Catholic playing a man-to-man defense. Bloom left side of the lane. The ball tipped away. Picked back up by Bloom in three-point territory. Bombs it down low. That's going to be Christian Schwenke with the ball to the far sideline at Christensen. Now back out on top to Thomas Sinsel. The ball got away from Sinsel. Retrieves it. Gets it to Carson Bloom. He drives to the hole and scores. Carson Bloom gets the field goal there on the assist from Thomas Sinsel. And now it's a 2-1 ball game. Minden is out on top. Coming back with the ball is going to be Tyson Colling on the right side of the lane. Comes out here in the three-point territory to Fitzgerald. He drives it to the elbow. His shot is up and in. Keegan Fitzgerald hits the shot there from the right side. He's got 2 points. Kearney Catholic back on top by a score of 3-2. Back the other way. Carson Bloom loses the ball out of bounds. And a foul here is going to go on the Stars. Personal will go on Alex Leese. That's going to be his first. That's already the third team foul on Kearney Catholic here in this first quarter of play. Here comes Connor Streit into the ball game now for Kearney Catholic. So Streit into the ball game now for the Stars. A 5'10" junior has been averaging 3 points and 2 rebounds per game. He had 6 the other night against Adams Central. Here's Bloom trying to hammer the ball inside. It's going to be tipped away from Schwenke. The ball is loose out here to the 10-second line, and now a foul is called. I think again, ending up on the seat of his pants was Dan Christensen out here. And a personal foul is going to be whistled on the Whippets. It's going to go on Derry Kissinger, and that's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 2 on Minden here in the first quarter of play. So 3-2 the score. The Stars out on top here. Winner of this ball game moves on to the district championship game next week. There's a Connor Streit with the ball. Dribble penetration down the right side of the lane. Down in the corner. A shot is taken there by Alex Leese. It's going to be off for the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down. Carson Bloom. Bloom runs her back the other way for Minden. Brings it into the offensive zone. He's double-teamed over there. The ball is tapped loose. The scramble is on it. A jump ball is going to be called. A jump ball is going to be called. Here is Bloom as the ball knocked out of his hands. Arrow pointing in favor of the Whippets, though, so the Dogs will play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Here comes Isaac Carlson into the ball game now for Minden, replacing Dan Christensen. Carlson, a 5'10" junior, averaging 3 points and 2.6 rebounds per ball game. Schwenke with the ball from Minden. Comes out on top to Sinsel. Down in the corner. Here's Kissinger. Shot for three. Good. Derry Kissinger nails a three ball from deep in the left corner. And the Minden Whippets are out on top now of the Stars by the score of 5-3. Minden applying a little bit of pressure in backcourt. Connor Strine's got the ball. Brings it across the midcourt stripe to Alex Leese. Out here in three-point territory. With it now, it's Huseman. Drives the ball down the lane. Down in the corner. Here's a long-range jumper by Squires. It's an air ball. Rebound comes down to Minden the other way. Derry Kissinger drives to the hole. He's going to be fouled. Nope, an offensive charging foul. Kissinger knocks down Alex Leese in the lane. And Derry Kissinger gets hit with a second personal foul. So Kissinger now with two fouls here. And we're still in the first quarter. We're at the 5:02 mark. So Derry Kissinger, one of the leading scorers, the second leading scorer for Minden, has already got two fouls here in the first 3 minutes of the ball game. The Whippets down on top by a score of 5-3. Kearney Catholic comes back with the ball. Here's Alex Leese, takes it down on the baseline, goes for the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is lost out of bounds, and it's going to be another foul called down low and inside in the lane there. It's going to go on Minden. It's going to go on Isaac Carlson. That's going to be his first foul. That's already the fourth team foul in the Whippets here in the first quarter. Non-shooting situation, so it'll be Kearney Catholic playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket, 5-3. The Whippets have the lead. Out on top, here's Fitzgerald with the ball, matched up there with Thomas Sinsel. Fitzgerald takes it to the free throw line, drives it down the lane, then loses control of the ball. It's going to be picked up here by Minden, coming back the other way. That's Sinsel with it now. Thomas Sinsel gets it away. Carson Bloom driving it down the right side of the wing. Kicks it out to Jonas Levin. His shot for three is going to be no good. High in the air for the rebound is Alex Leese. Long pass down to four. Going to be intercepted by Bloom, but he's out of bounds. Carson Bloom got the interception on the far sideline, but he's called for being out of bounds. So Kearney Catholic will play things in. Here comes R.J. Watson into the ballgame now for Minden, replacing Don Christensen for Minden. Dan Christensen. R.J. Watson, who had 6 points the other night against St. Cecilia, is into the ballgame. Here's a Tyson Colling with the ball now for Kearney Catholic. Gives it away Brian Hoosman drives it down the lane. He stops and pops. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Carson Bloom, and he is hit here as he comes back up the floor. A foul here is going to go on Kearney Catholic. It's going to go on Brian Hoosman. That's going to be his first foul and a fourth team foul on the Stars. So between the two teams, we've had eight fouls called in the first 4 minutes of the basketball game. Each team with four. Isaac Carlson has got the ball from Minden. Comes into the offensive zone. Carson Bloom has got it on the far sideline. Bloom down to Jonas Levin. Levin comes over here on the wing on the left side to R.J. Watson. Holds the ball out here to Isaac Carlson. Circles around, takes it down to the left side of the lane. Carlson feeds it inside. There's a shot up and in. Jonas Levin scores. Nice pass. Jonas Levin gets the field goal. And Minden goes out on top now by a score of 7-3. 3:46 to play here in the first quarter from the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Kearney Catholic with the ball. Connor Strite out here in 3-point territory, right side of the lane. Strite trying to penetrate inside, gives it away. Now to Hughes on the baseline. Back out to Strite for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Levin. Jonas Levin with the ball there from Minden. He gets it now into the hands of R.J. Watson, and he'll bring things up now for the Whippets. R.J. into the forecourt here for the Whippets, behind his screen. Moves it to the right side now. On the wing over there is Isaac Carlson. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles down on the baseline. Feeds inside to Schwenken. Shot good. Christian Schwenken scores. And Minden is out on top now by a score of 9-3. Pressure by the Dogs here in backcourt. Here comes Tyson Kohling racing into the offensive zone for the Stars. Takes it down on the baseline. Back outside now. Top of the key. Strike. Has it tipped away. Picked up by Tyson Kohling. Kohling has got it now as Minden stays with his man-to-man defense. Kohling at the free throw line. Out here in 3 points there, it's right to Holtmeyer, who's into the ball game. Far side, Ryan Hughesman drives it in the lane. His running one-hander is up there and good. Ryan Hughesman gets the field goal there. He had 12 points the other night against Adams Central. And the Stars are back to within 4 points. 9-5 is the score. There's a Carson Bloom with it on the left side. Launches up a long two. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out. It's picked up here by Holtmeyer. Blake Holtmeyer will give it away here in backcourt now to Connor Strite. He'll bring things up for the Stars. Top of the key. Connor gives the ball away. Here's a Brian Hughesman. Hughesman dribbling with the ball. Takes it to the free throw line. Comes to a stop. Nearly traveled with the ball. Tyson Kohling has got it. And now we got a foul called out here. A personal foul is going to be called here on the Whippets. A foul is going to go on R.J. Watson. That's going to be his first. Team foul number five already on the Whippets. And at this pace, we're going to see a lot of free throws here in the first half. 9-5 is the score. We're still in the first quarter, 2:14 to play. That's the ninth foul call between the two teams. Stars will inbound, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Kearney Catholic trailing by 4 points here. The Stars will play things in. Alex Leese looking to get it in. He does. Out here to a Brent Jones, who's into the ball game now. They're working right side of the lane. That's Leese with the ball out here to Squires. Gives it away to Leese for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Christensen. And Christensen is with the ball for the Whippets now as he hustles into the forecourt. Christensen on the dribble. Picks it up. Lobs it inside to Schwenke. Schwenke drives it toward the goal in a traveling violation. And Squires right behind him. He fakes and drives it down the left side of the lane. And a traveling violation is called there on Christian Schwenke. The second turnover on Minden here in the ball game. Kearney Catholic's got two turnovers. 1:55 to play here in the first quarter. 9-5 is the score. Whippets have the lead. Stars have the basketball. Brian Hughesman has got it across the big court stripe here. They get it away to Fitzgerald. Across the top now to Strite. Connor Strite with it. Hands it away now to Keegan Fitzgerald. Jump pass down low. They get it down there underneath the basket. And stepping out of bounds is going to be Brent James. Brent James called for stepping out of bounds there underneath the hole. But James turns the ball away. A third turnover on Kearney Catholic. Into the ball game now for Minden. It's going to be Jonas Levin. Coming out will be Schwenke. 1:39 to play here in the first quarter. 9-5. Minden has got the lead. The Class C1-9 sub-district final game here tonight. These teams picked up semifinal wins on Tuesday. Minden knocking off St. Cecilia. Kearney Catholic beating Adams Central. Minden has got the ball in their offensive zone again. Carson Bloom down the right side of the lane. Puts it up there. A shot no good. Ball tapped to the corner. R.J. Watson tries to save it. He does to Connor Strite for Kearney Catholic. Drive, shoots, and scores. So Watson saves it for Minden, right in the hands of Connor Strite, who took off and took it to the goal and scores. It's now a 9-7 ball game. Kearney Catholic back within 2 points. Feet inside to Bloom. Shot good, and he's fouled. Carson Bloom scores underneath the hole there for Minden, and he was pushed after the shot. The foul is going to go here on Connor Strite for Kearney Catholic. That's going to be his first. Carson Bloom will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Bloom, a 74% foul shooter in the season. He is averaging 17 points, 6 rebounds per ball game. Bloom, a 6-foot senior for the Whippets. At 16 the other day against Hastings St. Cecilia. Here comes a shot by Carson Bloom, and is up there and good. So a three-point play. He's now got 5 points in the ball game, and the Whippets are out on top by 5 points. Now it's 7-2. So it'll be the Stars playing things in here in backcourt. David Squires will inbound the ball. Minden applying some pressure back here. Keegan Fitzgerald has got it. He gets it to Connor Streit. Now to Squires. Squires brings it into the offensive zone down the near sideline. Stops at the top of the three-point circle. Out on top now with the ball is Tyson Culling, who's back into the ball game. He drives it to the goal. His shot is up and in. Tyson Culling scoring there for Connie Catholic. Takes it right to the hole. 12-9 is the score now. The Whippets with a three-point lead. Here's Dan Christensen with it over on the wing. The Sensel, a shot for three, is off of the mark. No good. Rebound loose. Comes to the near sideline. Picked up by Matt Moore for Connie Catholic. Matt Moore has got the ball now for the Stars. Weaves his way up the floor. Comes down the near sideline. Out of Connor Strike. Takes it out of the baseline. Tipped away. Now Matt Moore has got it for the Stars. Back down in the corner. Here's a shot taken there by Tyson Culling. It's off of the front iron. No good. The ball's on a bounce. It's going to be Minden ball. Squires trying to come down with it. He couldn't get there. End of the ball game now for Minden will be Isaac Carlson. Going out is going to be R.J. Watson. 20 seconds to play here in the first quarter. The Whippets have the lead over Connie Catholic. The score is 20-9. Or actually 12-9, that should be. Minden is 20-1 in the season. They've lost only one game this year. That was to Ravenna. Since then, they've won 11 games in a row. They've got a three-point advantage here in the first quarter, 12-9. Minden will come back with a goal, ball. Carson Bloom just across the midcourt stripe here for Minden. He works out on top against James. He dribbles it down to the baseline. It's up there, no good. Tap try, no good. Rebound comes down to Squires. Squires gets the ball away. Up to four now is Fitzgerald from backcourt. He launches it up there. It's no good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. First quarter in the books here tonight on the Breeze. Our score after one quarter, it is Minden 12, Connie Catholic 9.
People you know, community people. People you know, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
After one quarter, it is Loomis out on top of Bertrand by a score of 12-9. Actually, 15-7. Loomis is leading 15-7 over Bertrand after the first quarter. That's in the D28 sub-district being played at Kearney Catholic tonight. The score here is 12-9. It is Minden out on top of Kearney Catholic here this evening. Stars have the ball. Opening possession here in the second quarter. David Squires has got the ball. Squires moves it over to Alex Lease on the wing. Top of the key. Tyson Culling has got it. Minden still in the man-to-man. Culling dribbles into the lane. His shot is up there from short range. No good. Ball tapped out and a foul is going to be called. Another foul on Minden. No, this one's going to go on Kearney Catholic. It's going to go on the Tyson Culling. That's going to be his second. So Culling has now got two fouls. That's a 16 foul call on the Stars. End of the ball game now for Kearney Catholic will be Matt Moore. Tyson Culling will come out. 12-9, Minden has got to lead. This is the C19 sub-district final game tonight. Here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Minden with a ball in the high post. Christian Schwenker right at the elbow, right side of the lane. Hands away to Sensel. Sensel drives it down the right side of the lane. Bounce pass goes back inside to Schwenker. Out of the wing, left side to Dan Christensen. Dan Christensen out between the rings, now to Isaac Carlson. Carlson, entry pass to get it to Kissinger. Derry Kissinger at the free throw line. It's going to be tied up in the play. Jump ball as Matt Moore got his hands in there for Connie Catholic to tie him up. But the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Minden, so the Whippets will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 7:06 to play here in the second quarter. 12-9. Minden has got a three-point lead. They play things in to Schwenka on the baseline. His shot is up there from point-blank range. No good. Rebound comes down to Moore. Schwenka misses the easy one right there. Matt Moore down the near sideline. Alex Lees pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Two-handed pass out on top. Now to Keenan Fitzgerald. Keener drives the ball down the right side of the lane. The ball's going to be tipped away and picked up. Isaac Carlson back the other way. Drives and he's going to be pushed from behind. A turnover on Kearney Catholic. And then a foul called down here on the Stars. That's going to go on Squires. That's going to be his second. So now Colling has got two. Squires has got two. We are still in the second quarter of play. They're going to the free throw line. There's going to be Isaac Carlson now for Minden. Carlson, a 52% foul shooter. On the season, he was 0-for-1 from the line the other night. This shot is up there and in. They'll have one more. Foul in the act of shooting. Here comes Bloom back into the ball game. Going out is going to be Dan Christensen. Isaac Carlson back to the stripe here from Minden. The Whippets have a four-point advantage now, 13-9. Second shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes to the near sideline. Matt Moore has got it. Moore now for Kearney Catholic. Really travels here in backcourt. Gets the ball into the hands of Alex Lees. Lees picked up there by Derry Kissinger of Minden. Lees goes across the top to get it to a Huseman. Huseman takes it to the elbow. Right side, his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to the corner. It's going to be picked up by Isaac Carlson. His pass is going to be intercepted by Huseman. Huseman gets it to Moore, and his shot is up and in. Huseman got the ball to Matt Moore as Minden turns the ball away for the third time. That time in backcourt. Kearney Catholic scores easily on that one. 13-11 is the score. The Whippets now leading by 2 points. There's a shot for the baseline by Bloom that's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Minden back the other way. Brother to a Kearney Catholic. The Stars coming back. Here's Lees for three. Shot good. Alex Lees buries the three-pointer. And now Kearney Catholic goes out on top. 14-13 here in the second quarter of play. 5:52 to play. So Minden has got the ball back in the offensive zone. Kearney Catholic is in a man-to-man defense here. Derek Kissinger comes across the top. Now to Dan Christensen. Christensen lobs it to the far side. It's out of bounds. Carson Bloom is going the other way, and he threw it over his head out of bounds. Turnover number 4 on the Minden Whippets. Again, they average only 8 on the season, so they've got 4 already. And we still got 5 minutes and 36 seconds to play here in the second quarter. The Kearney Catholic Stars have now got the lead over Minden. The score is 14-13. Here's Alex Lees with the ball now for Kearney Catholic. Brings it across the midcourt stripe. Dribbles left, then right. Now sends it over on the left wing to Brian Huseman. Huseman picked up by Carson Bloom. Out on top to Alex Lees. He pulls up, shoots a 12-footer. It's going to be up there off of the right side. No good. Battle for the rebound. It's saved here by the Stars. In the lane, Connor Stryden's got it. Keeps the ball alive over to Brian Huseman on the wing. Brian Huseman trying to penetrate it inside against Carson Bloom. Now they dump it off in the lane, and the foul is going to be called. They get it inside to Blake Holtmeyer, and a foul is going to be called here. That's going to go on Minden. It's going to go on Carson Bloom, who ended up on the seat of his pants under the hole there. Shannon Levin thought maybe a charge would have been a more appropriate call. That's not the case. Blake Holtmeyer goes to the free throw line here for Kearney Catholic. He was 3 out of 5 from the line the other night against Adams Central. And his shot is up there. It's in. Blake Holtmeyer, a 50% foul shooter in the season. 15-13 the score. The Kearney Catholic Stars with the lead over Minden here tonight. Blake Holtmeyer will have one more. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there. It's good. So it's now a 16-13 ball game, and now Minden wants to call a timeout. The Whippets want to talk things over here. 5 minutes and 4 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Kearney Catholic 16, Minden 13.
Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Winter weather can often catch drivers and road crews off guard. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, owner of Eustis Body Shop. With 5 locations, we have repaired thousands of vehicles caught in winter mishaps.
When shaken up after an accident, it's good to know that a Eustis Body Shop is near and you can call for a tow. They take care of the insurance and my car looks perfect.
Our state-of-the-art equipment is an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/EustisBodyShop where we take the dent out of accident.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Michael back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, Minden and Kearney Catholic tonight. Minden had a 12-9 lead after the first quarter. Kearney Catholic has outscored the Dogs here in the second quarter, 7-1. It's 16-13. Kearney Catholic with a lead, and now we got a traveling violation on the wing on Derek Kissinger from Minden. So the fifth turnover on the Whippets here in this basketball game so far. The Kearney Catholic Stars will bring the ball back up. That's Lease walking the ball across the midcourt stripe here. Picked up by Derek Kissinger. Lease with it on the right side. Comes out now between the rings to James. Lobs it over on the wing on the left side to Connor Streit. Left sideline to a Huseman. They work it back around to the right wing to Holtmeyer. Now top of the key. That's a James with the ball inside the free throw circle. They hand it away now to Lease. He drives it down the right side of the lane. Spins in a lane. Traveling violation. Alex Lease is whistled for the traveling violation. He stops to the right side of the lane, trying to make a spinning move into the paint there, so it's whistled for the extra steps. 5 turnovers on Kearney Catholic, 5 turnovers on Minden. 16-13, Stars have a 3-point lead, 4.5 to play here in the second quarter. Carson Bloom goes over on the wing on the right side. R.J. Watson is back into the ball game to Kissinger. Near sideline now to Isaac Carlson, brings it up high. Out in 3-point territory, picked up there defensively by Huseman. Gives the ball away to Bloom. His pass to the right side to Watson. His shot off of the short baseline, no good. Ball tapped around and is picked up here by Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer gets the ball into the hands now of Lease. Here come the Stars back the other way. Right side is Brent James. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Now to Lease out here in 3-point territory. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Goes for the goal. A shot off the window, no good. And the rebound comes down to Schwenka. Outlet pass to the near sideline, Carson Bloom. Here come the Whippets all the way to the goal. His shot no good, but he's knocked down into play, and a foul is called. Carson Bloom is fouled into play there by the Stars, and the personal foul is going to be whistled on Alex Lease. That's going to be his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Stars. This will be a shooting situation. Carson Bloom to the free throw line. He was mauled in the act of shooting here. His shot is up there is good. Bloom has now got 6 points in the basketball game. They got 6 out of the 14 points that the Whippets have thrown up there tonight. R.J. Watson comes out of the ball game. Here comes Thomas Sinsel back in there. Head coach Shannon Lovin. 16-14, the Stars with a 2-point lead. Next shot is up there. It's good. Minden the other night against St. Cecilia hit 12 out of 18 from the free throw line for 66%. 16-15 the score here. The Stars have a 1-point lead. Kearney Catholic with the ball. Huseman throws up a 3. His shot is off of the back iron. No good. And a rebound there. It comes down to Derek Kissinger. Minden doing the job so far on the offensive and defensive glass. Kissinger brings it up himself and now drives it to the goal. Is running one-hander. Is up there. No good. Rebound. Bloom goes back up. His shot good. Carson Bloom gets the offensive board and a putback. Bloom has now got 9 points in the ballgame. And the Whippets go back on top now. On a score of 17-16 as they've scored the last 4 points following that timeout. Here's James with the ball. Moves it over here on the right side. They get it to a Holtmeyer. Bounce pass goes inside and the shot is up and in. Diane Huseman scoring there. Nice pass by Holtmeyer. He gets the assist and now we got a foul called back the other way as Carson Bloom is bringing the ball off the floor down the near sideline. And a foul here is going to be called on Connor Streit. That's going to be his second. Connor Streit picks up personal foul number 2. Team foul number 9 on the Stars. And that's going to send Carson Bloom back to the free throw line. Bloom has got 9 points already in the ball game. That's the 9th team foul, so this is a 1-1. His shot is up there and in. Bloom will have one more. He's a 74% foul shooter in the season. Came in here hitting 68 of 91 free throws. He's 4 of 4 so far tonight. And we are tied up at 18 points apiece now. Here in the second quarter with 2:56 to play. Next shot is up there is good. And now Minden has reclaimed the lead. 21-18 is the score. The Kearney Catholic will play things in. Actually, it should be 19. They had 21 up on the board. It should be 19-18. Kearney Catholic trailing the Minden Whippets now by a point. in the lane. This is going to be Holtmeyer's shot on the window, up, up off the window is going to be good. Holtmeyer now with 4 points in the ball game. Now it's 20-19. The Stars have the lead. Thomas Stinson with the ball, dribble penetration, throws out here to Jonas Levin. Down on the baseline is running one-handed, good. Jonas Levin scoring there. That's his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. And the Whippets back out on top now by a score of 21-20 in this seesaw battle. Here comes Connie Catholic back the other way. Keegan Fitzgerald is knocked down into play, and a foul is going to be called. Over here on the left side of the lane, this one is going to go on Minden. And the foul here is going to go on Thomas Stinson. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number 7 now on the Whippets. So now Connie Catholic is in the bonus situation. The Stars have committed 9 fouls on the other end. Keegan Fitzgerald to the free throw line for the Stars. He has got 2 points in the ball game on a field goal. 76% foul shooter in the season. Fitzgerald shot is up and it's going to be no good. This is the front end of the bonus. And the rebound comes down to Derek Kissinger. Kissinger gets the ball ahead now to Carson Bloom. Into the forecourt, drives the ball to the goal. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around and it's picked up here by Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer runs it back the other way, 2-on-2. Ball is knocked loose and it's picked up by Minden back the other way. Isaac Carlson, he comes back and he's hit on the play. So Connie Catholic turns it over for the 6th time. And a personal foul here is going to be whistled on the Stars. That's going to send Isaac Carlson to the free throw line. The foul is going to be called on Brian Huseman. That's going to be his second personal foul, the 10th team foul on Connie Catholic. So this will be a two-shot situation here for Minden as Isaac Carlson will toe the mark and his shot is up there and in. He's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. He'll get one more. End of the ball game for the Stars will be Lease. Also checking in will be Matt Moore. Isaac Carlson will have one more. The Whippets back out on top now by 2 points. It is 22-20. Minden led 12-9 at the end of the first quarter. Here comes the next shot by Carlson. It's up there. That one is going to be too hard, and the rebound comes down to Lease. Lease gets the ball away to Brett James. James right-handed dribble into the offensive scoring zone. Minden still in the man-to-man. James inside the free throw circle. Now kicks it out here to Matt Moore. Moore looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Now we got a palming violation. Matt Moore by the top of the key is whistled for the palming violation. That's going to be the 7th turnover on Connie Catholic in the ballgame. Here comes Schwenke back in there. Here comes Ryan Carmosta into the ball game now for the first time for Minden. 1 minute 45 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 22-20 is the score. The Minden Whippets out on top of the Stars here tonight in the C19 final tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Thomas Sinsel looking to inbound the ball. He does. Carmosta has got it. Carmosta here in backcourt hands it away now to Carson Bloom. He rockets back the other way. Carson Bloom all the way to the baseline gives it away now. Angling in is going to be Christian Schwenke. Bounce pass down low. The shot by Jonas Levin is going to be blocked down. It's picked up here by Connie Catholic, but the ball intercepted by Carmosta. So Minden gets the ball back here. Jonas Levin at the top of the key off to Carmosta. Entry pass to get it inside to Bloom. Goes for the hole. Shot good. Carson Bloom now with 13. Whippets are out on top by a score of 24-20. Here comes Connie Catholic back with the ball with 1:08 to play. Now we got a whistle here away from all the action. An elbowing foul over there. It's going to go on Minden. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Jonas Levin. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 8 on the Whippets. That's going to send Alex Lease to the free throw line for a 1-1. You're listening to the C19 sub-district final here tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. Alex Lease will go to the free throw line. Shannon Levin is now having a couple of words here with the official here on the near sideline. That's Randy Coyle out there in the black and white tonight. Shot is up there. It's good by Alex Lease. He'll have another one. Lease now with 4 points in the ball game. Lease had 17 the other night against Adams Central. Led the Stars in scoring. 24-21 now. Next shot is up there. That one rattles out of there. No good. So the Whippets have a 3-point lead, 24-21. Here comes Carson Bloom back with the ball now for Minden. Right-handed dribble back in the offensive zone. The Stars stay with a man-to-man defense. Thomas Sinsel on the wing on the left side. Hands it away now to Ryan Carmosta. Puts it on the floor, dribbles out here between the rings. Bounce pass left side. Carson Bloom holds it. Bombs it inside now to Schwenke. Tries to give it back here. It's going to be tipped away from Bloom, but it's picked up by Schwenke. He drives the ball to the goal. The shot is up there, no good. Ball is tapped down. It's picked up here by Thomas Sinsel. Sinsel drives the ball down to paint. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound to Brian Huseman, and he's fouled in the play. So Minden missing A couple of shots there right at point blank range, and then they commit the personal foul. It's going to go on Christian Schwenke. He picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 9 to the Whippets. Now we walk to the other end of the floor. Brian Huseman will go to the free throw line. Huseman, an 86% foul shooter in the season. He's hit a couple of field goals and 4 points so far tonight. Here comes Huseman's free throw. It's up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Christian Schwenke. Schwenke hands the ball away now to a Carson Bloom. Carson will bring things up. Races the ball into the offensive zone. Flips the ball away now to Thomas Sinsel, who gets it to Isaac Carlson. Carlson, two-handed pass, goes to the far sideline to Derek Kissinger. Kissinger holds it. Now to Carson Bloom out here near the 10-second line. 13 seconds to play in the second quarter. 24-21. Whippets have the lead. Minden going for the final shot here. We're down to 7 seconds to play. Carson Bloom on the dribble, moves it to the right side. Reverses the ball, gets it to Kissinger. A shot for three is no good. Rebound comes out of Huseman, and that's the end of the first half of play. First half in the books here tonight in the C19 sub-district final at the Osborne Sports Complex. The score at halftime is Minden 24, Kearney Catholic 21. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We'll back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, C19 sub-district final here tonight on the Breeze. At halftime, it is Minden out on top of Kearney Catholic by a score of 24-21. Halftime show tonight brought to you by Allen's. You get more Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. So Kearney Catholic scored the first point of the ball game. Minden came back to hit a field goal at 2-1, and the seesaw battle was underway. Minden built a six-point lead in the first half at 9-3. Minden then had that lead diminish as Kearney Catholic came back, pulled within 2 points at 9-7. Minden then hits a three-pointer to make it 12-7. Kearney Catholic getting a field goal at the end of the first quarter to make it a 12-9 ball game. Kearney Catholic then outscores Minden to start the second quarter 7-1 to grab a 16-13 advantage with 5:04 to play in the second quarter, but then Minden calls a timeout. They immediately score the next 4 points to reclaim the lead at 17-16. They led 19-18. They led 21-20. They led 24-20. And right now the score at halftime, Minden out on top of the Kearney Catholic Stars tonight by a score of 24-21. Carson Bloom having his way so far for Minden. He's leading the way. He's got 13 points in the ball game, leading the Stars in scoring tonight. A couple of guys with 4 points. Alex Lease has got 4. Brian Huseman has got 4. Blake Holtmeyer, 4 points for the Stars. Again, we're at halftime. Minden out on top of Kearney Catholic tonight. At the break, the score is 24-21. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to the Allen's Halftime Show on the Breeze.
Where do you get more Superstore? Allen's Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Whether you get more, Superstore Allen's.
asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
The Breeze, 94.5.
You're on the Breeze, KLIQFM.com. We're at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. The C19 sub-district final here tonight at the break, 24-21. The Whippets have the lead. Minden getting 13 points in the first half from Carson Bloom. He's got four field goals, and he was 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. The other scorers for the Whippets, Jonas Lovin has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Derek Kissinger has nailed a three-pointer for his only points in the ball game. Christian Schwenk has been held to only 2 points tonight on a field goal. Isaac Carlson has got a couple of free throws in 3 attempts. He's got 2 points. Minden unofficially with 5 turnovers here in the first half of play. They are 7 out of 9 from the free throw line. Kearney Catholic has got 7 turnovers. They are 4 out of 8 from the free throw line. Their leading scorer so far, Blake Holtmeyer, he's got 4 points. He's got a field goal. He is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Ryan Huseman has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Alex Lease has got a three-pointer, and he is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for his 4. Tyson Culling had a field goal, and he's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3. Keegan Fitzgerald held to just 2 points in the first half on a field goal. He's 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. Connor Strider's got a field goal for 2 points. Matt Moore, a field goal for 2. Kearney Catholic, known for their three-point shooting. However, they've got only 1 3-pointer here in the first half of play against Minden. We're at halftime. The Whippets, ranked number 2 in Class C1. They've got the lead over the Stars by 3, 24-21. You're listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Show on the Breeze.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Tomorrow night we'll have girls' district tournament action for you. As the route of the state tournaments, tickets will be punched tomorrow night here on The Breeze. We'll have Giltner taking on Litchfield from Minden. That game will be airing tomorrow night on The Breeze. You're at KLIQFM.com. And over on KKPR Classic, it's 98.9. Tomorrow night, you'll get the C22 district final from up in Hastings High, Blue Hill taking on Centura. Plenty of basketball coming your way again tomorrow night with the classes C and D girls going for their district championships tomorrow night. We've got a lot of sub-district basketball being played around the area tonight. In fact, got some district tournament action for the girls in B5. At Kearney tonight, Holdridge is playing Aurora in the first ball game. Lexington against Grand Island Northwest in the second game. Boys sub-district tournament action. C1-2 at Seward tonight. Fairbury is playing Wilbur Claytonia. C1-8 at Grand Island Northwest. St. Paul is taking on Boone Central tonight. C1-10 at Rock County High School. Valentine is playing O'Neill. The winner of that sub-district will play the winner of this sub-district coming up next week in the district championship game. D1-2 being played at York tonight. Bruning Davenport Schickley is playing Deschler. D1-9 and Minden, you've got Kennesaw playing Amherst tonight. D2-7 at Hastings St. Cecilia, Giltner is playing Heartland Lutheran. D2-8 at Kearney Catholic tonight. Loomis is playing Bertrand. And at halftime, Loomis has got the lead over Bertrand by the score of 33-16 in that one. And finally, the B5 boys will get going this weekend. Games on Saturday, Cozad against Holdridge in the first one at 5 on Saturday afternoon, followed by Hastings High against Lexington at 6:45. That boys B5 district will continue on Monday with Aurora facing the Cozad Holdridge winner. And Grand Island Northwest will play the Lexington Hastings winner at 7:45 on Monday. Of course, the girls state high school basketball tournament will be next week in Lincoln, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with the boys to follow that the following week. So plenty of good postseason basketball coming your way on our network of stations here at Platte River Radio. We've got the second half coming up here. It's been a dandy so far. The Minden Whippets with a lead over the Kearney Catholic Stars. The score is 24-21. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to the Allens Halftime Show tonight on The Breeze.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
The Breeze, 94.5.
As we get set for the second half, Kearney Catholic trailing the Minden Whippets by a score of 24-21. Minden has the luxury of a wild card in Class C1. Kearney Catholic does not. So the Stars playing for their lives here tonight. Here's David Squires. Kearney Catholic with a ball to begin the second half of play. They'll shoot to our basket to our left. Squires for three. His shot is up there. In and out, no good. Rebound in the lane, tipped away from Huseman, and a foul is going to be called. Huseman got his hands on it. He would have knocked down in the play. And a personal foul here is going to go on Carson Bloom of Minden. He had a ton of fouls called in the first half. When we start things off here, just 21 seconds into the third quarter with a foul on Carson Bloom, his second. There's a shot from Colling from three. A shot good. Tyson Colling knocks down a three ball off of the inbound from the right side. And Kearney Catholic has come back to tie things up at 24 points apiece early in the second half with 7:29 to play here in the third quarter. Minden comes back against his man-to-man defense. There's Bloom at the top of the key. Carson bounce pass goes inside to Schwenka. His shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound Kissinger. Follow shot. No good. Rebound Kissinger. Follow shot. Good. Gary Kissinger with two shots of the hole there after Schwenka missed the first one. So three shots of the hole there for Minden. They finally get one to go down. 26-24. Whippets have a two-point lead. Kearney Catholic with the ball. Here's Lease at the top of the key. Grinds into the elbow. Gives it away now to Fitzgerald. Brings it back to Lease on the right side of the lane. Alex Lease dribbling with the ball, comes out of here in the three-point territory. Rainbow pass comes to the near side, nearly threw it out of bounds. Fitzgerald climbs the ladder to grab that one. Keegan Fitzgerald looking to get rid of it, does to David Squires. Back to Fitzgerald. 6:40 to play here in the third quarter. Whippets have a two-point lead. There's a pass in the lane, deflected out of bounds. Thomas Sinsel got his hands on it there for the Whippets. End of the ball game now for Kearney Catholic is going to be Connor Streit. He will check in here for Don Lease and the Stars. Going out is going to be Fitzgerald. It'll be Kearney Catholic playing it in baseline left side underneath their own basket. Stars down by 2 points here in the third. They lob it out here to a David Squires over on the wing on the right side to Lease. 25 feet away from the basket, Lease. Rainbow pass comes to the near sideline. Tyson Colling has got it right in front of the Stars bench. Picked up by Dan Carlson defensively. Out to Squires, top of the key. A shot for three, no good. Rebound comes down to Carson Bloom. Bloom runs it back the other way. Long pass ahead. They get it to Kissinger. His shot's going to be blocked down by Squires. Nice block there by David. As the Squires gets the block, it's recovered here by a Kearney Catholic. Coming back the other way is Alex Lease. Flips it out here to a Connor Streit. Lobs the ball inside. Deflected away by Christensen. And the ball is going to be picked up here by Kissinger. He drives, shoots, and scores, and he's fouled. Derek Kissinger goes coast to coast there for Minden. Gets the field goal to go down, and he's fouled in the play here by Brian Huseman of Kearney Catholic, his third. But Huseman picks up his third personal foul. Team foul number one of the Stars. Going to the free throw line for Minden will be Derek Kissinger. After a nice play at the other end, Derek Kissinger gets the field goal. And now he'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. The Whippets out on top by a score of 28-24. Minden looking for their 12th straight win here tonight. They got only one loss this year. That was a setback to Ravenna back there in the middle part of December. Derek Kissinger will go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. His shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Lease. So it's 28-24. The Whippets with a four-point lead. Lease with the ball over on the wing. Connor Strike takes the ball down to the baseline. Back out to Lease. Out to Squires. Squires just to the left of the circle. Back to the right side of the wing to Strike. Dribbles inside. Puts up a shot partially deflected there by Christensen. And the ball is brought down by Christian Schwenke. He gets into the hands now of Carson Bloom. Here come the Whippets. 5.5 minutes to play. They're in the third quarter. 28-24. Minden with a four-point lead. Carson Bloom over here on the wing on the right side to Sinsel. Mishandles the ball. Picked up by Christensen. Christensen inside the free throw circle. Gives it away to Christian Schwenke. Bounce pass goes inside and a foul is going to be called. They post up. Carson Bloom right side of the way. We got a holding foul inside. It's going to be on Tyson Culling of Kearney Catholic. That's going to be his third. So now Huseman's got three. Culling has got three. Non-shooting situation. Carson Bloom will inbound the ball. Baseline left side. Underneath his own basket for the Whippets. Comes way out on top now to Kissinger. Derek Kissinger works against Lease. Kissinger dribbling with his ball behind the back here. Now dribbles inside the lane. Kicks it over there on the far sideline. It's Sinsel for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Ball tapped out. It goes out of bounds on the far side. That's about where Sinsel threw up the three-pointer, but Thomas went out here in the three-point territory. The ball is poked that in that direction, and it goes into the nickel seats on the far sideline. So Kearney Catholic will play things in. We're approaching the five-minute mark of the third quarter. 28-24 is the score. The Whippets have a four-point lead. Kearney Catholic has got the ball. Here comes Alex Lease. Walks it into the offensive zone. Lease comes across the top now as they get it to Connor Strike. Down in the corner left side to Fitzgerald, who's back into the ball game. Circles around to the free throw line. Jump pass down in the corner to Strike. Back out of the wing. Fitzgerald down to Lease over here in the corner. Culling, shot for three. Good. Tyson Culling gets the three-pointer. They work the ball around the perimeter. Tyson Culling gets the three-pointer to go down. It's 28-27 now. Minden has got the lead. Whippets have the ball. Sinsel on the dribble now gets it to a Dan Christensen. Bounce pass left side of the lane to get it to Carson Bloom. He goes to the hole and scores. Carson Bloom spun away and took it to the goal and scores. He's got 15 in the ball game. The Whippets now with a three-point lead, 30-27. 4:16 to play in the third quarter. Lease with the ball out on top to Culling. Culling out here on the right wing, dribbling with the ball there against Dan Christensen of Minden. They reverse the ball and get it over here to David Squires. Free throw line extended left side. Down in the corner, that's Connor Strite. Connor hands it away down there to a Brian Huseman. Now to Keegan Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald out here in 3 points here. It's to David Squires. Squires holds onto it, dribbles once. Bounce pass goes inside. That's Culling with the ball. Double team. Kicks it out here to Fitzgerald for three. Shot is off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Bloom. Carson Bloom has got it back from Minden. Running back the other way, splits a couple of defenders, drives it down the left side of the lane. Running one-hander is up there, in and out, no good. That baby was halfway down, and it pops out of there. Rebound comes down to Fitzgerald back the other way. 3.5 to play here in the third quarter. His Squires for a long three is shot, no good. Rebound Bloom. Carson Bloom runs her back the other way, all the way to the goal, and shot is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Kearney Catholic, and the foul is going to be called. Fitzgerald got the rebound there for the Stars. Personal foul is going to be called on Thomas Sinsel of Minden. That's going to be his second. For the Whippets, that's going to be team foul number two here in the second half of play. 3 minutes and 21 seconds to play in the third quarter. Minden 30, Kearney Catholic 27. The C-19 final here tonight. The winner will play again next week in the district championship ball game against either Valentine or O'Neill. Those two teams are scoring off at Rock County High School tonight in their sub-district final. 30-27 is the score here. The Whippets with a three-point lead. Kearney Catholic with the ball. Here's a steal. Dan Christensen gets the steal. He drives for the hole. His shot is up there. It's good. Dan Christensen gets the steal there from Minden, and he gets his first field goal. That's turnover number eight on Kearney Catholic, and the Whippets have now opened up a five-point lead, 32-27. Bounce pass again is going to be intercepted. They're trying to get the ball inside to James, and the ball is intercepted here by Isaac Carlson. The turnover number nine on Kearney Catholic. Minden has got the ball on the baseline. Here's Kissinger driving, and he steps out of bounds. Derek Kissinger had it deep in the right corner. He drove the baseline toward the goal. He's called for being out of bounds. The sixth turnover on Minden. End of the ball game, Fitzgerald again. Also coming in will be Tyson Culling, so just a short breather there for that duo. They're back into the ball game now with 2 minutes and 41 seconds to play in the third. 32-27, the Whippets have a 5-point lead. Kearney Catholic with the ball. Here come the Stars. Fitzgerald has got it. Trots it across the midcourt stripe. Fitzgerald comes over here on the wing to a Connor Strike down in the corner. That's going to be Huseman with the ball. Back out on top. That's David Squires. He holds it. Squires now on the wing to a Connor Strike. Holds it high above his head. Connor Strike to the free throw line. Bounce pass over on the wing. Squires holds it. Thinks about the three-pointer. Dribbles down on the baseline on the right side. Bounce pass in the lane. Tipped away from Culling, and it's picked up here by Carson Bloom. Turnover number 10 down in Kearney Catholic. They get to trying to get the ball inside there, and it was picked off by Carson Bloom. Minden has got it back in their offensive zone with 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. 32-27. Minden has got the lead. Dribble penetration. Christensen loses control of the ball. Bloom has it. Bloom had it tipped away, and Carson comes back out into three-point territory to retrieve it. Minden has still got it. Here's a Derek Kissinger. Kissinger hands it away now to Isaac Carlson at the free throw line. Back outside. Here's Dan Christensen. Bounce pass over here to Derek Kissinger. Shot is up and in. Derek Kissinger throws up a three ball from the right side. He's got 10 points in the ball game, and the Whippets have opened up an 8-point lead. This is their biggest lead of the ball game with 1:30 to play in the third quarter. It's 35-27. Donnie Catholic with the ball. Tyson Culling. Culling comes over here on the wing to Connor Strike. Down to the top of the key again. That's Fitzgerald with the ball. Keegan's got only 2 points in the ball game for the Stars. Here's a three. A shot good. Keegan Fitzgerald, who's been averaging 10 points per ball game, he throws up a three here and goes right down through the hole. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. Kearney Catholic back within 5 points, 35 to 30. Here's a Christensen with the ball. Comes over here on the wing on the left side. With the ball is going to be Lovin. Takes the ball out of the lane and it shots up and in. Jonas Lovin pounds the ball inside the paint there and scores on a little short jumper. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Now 37 to 30. Minden has got the lead underneath the hole. Kearney Catholic sends it down in the left corner. His shot is taken there. It's going to be no good by Fitzgerald for three. And the rebound comes down to Carson Bloom on the weak side. Carson Bloom runs her down the far sideline. Gets it Isaac Carlson at the top of the circle. Out here to Bloom. Bloom about 25 feet away from the basket. Down to 30 seconds to play here in the third. Minden leading by 7 points. Driving the baseline. His shot is up there and in. That was too easy. Isaac Carlson takes it from the left corner and scores easily. It's 39 to 30. And the place going berserk here. The Minden fans right behind us here. 39 to 30 with 10 seconds to play in the third quarter. Donnie Catholic dribbling the ball. Here's Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald moves it right side. Here's a long range jumper put up there. It's going to be good. 3-pointer there by Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald nails a tray right at the end of the third quarter of plays. Now got 8 points in the ball game. Fitzgerald with 2 3-pointers there in the third. And that's the end of the third quarter of play here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Minden 39, Kearney Catholic 33.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Quick. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight brought to you in part by Cunningham's Journal, also by Killian Motors, by Valentino's, and by Misco Sports. 39-33 is the score. Minden is out on top of Kearney Catholic tonight in the C-1-9 final here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Minden will ball to begin the fourth quarter of play. Here's Isaac Carlson out here in three-point territory. Carlson feeds the ball inside. Carson Bloom back outside. R.J. Watson for three. He buries it. R.J. Watson from the top of the key hits a three-pointer. Minden 42, Connie Catholic 33. Just underway here in the fourth quarter of play. Keegan Fitzgerald has got the ball out here in three-point territory. A screen is set up for him. He doesn't use it. Down in the corner, Brian Huseman comes back outside. Here's Alex Leach with the ball. Leach sent over in the far sideline to Keegan Fitzgerald. Minden is still in the man-to-man defense. The Whippets now with a nine-point lead, 42-33. Fitzgerald trying to create something. Comes out here to Tyson Colling behind the screen. Drives for the basket. His shot is up there. It's good. He's got a collision. Offensive foul is called. Tyson Colling gets hit with an offensive charge there for the Connie Catholic Stars, and that's going to be his fourth. So Colling now with four fouls here for the Stars. That's going to be team foul number three on Connie Catholic here in this second half of play. Brent James comes back into the ballgame now for Connie Catholic. So now the Minden Whippets out on top by 9 points, 42-33. They outscore Connie Catholic in the third quarter, 15-12. Had that six-point lead before they hit the three-pointer to begin this fourth quarter. 42-33 is the score now. Dribble penetration there by Carlson. Gives it to a Bloom. Back to Carlson. He throws up a three-pointer from the left side. That shot's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Squires. David Squires with a rebound now for Connie Catholic. Down the near sideline to Leese. Leese brings it back. Down in the corner now to James. Back to Leese. His pass out on top is going to be tipped into the backcourt. Picked up by Carlson. A turnover there on Connie Catholic. It's R.J. Watson. Drives for the hole. Shot no good. A blocking foul here on the Stars. R.J. Watson takes the ball to the hole there for Minden. A foul here will go on Leese of Connie Catholic. That's going to be his third. Minden led 12-9 at the end of the first quarter. 24-21 at halftime. 39-33 after three quarters. Now the Whippets have added a three-pointer here in the fourth. They lead 42-33. Now R.J. Watson to the free throw line for the Dogs. He's got a field goal from three-point range for his only points in the ballgame. He misses a free throw here. He was 2-for-2 the other night in that 58-46 win over St. Cecilia. He misses his first foul shot here. Normally a great foul shooter for the Whippets. He's hitting 81% from the free throw line this year. R.J. Watson will have one more. 6.5 to play. Next shot is up there. It's good. So he hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And Minden has now got a 10-point lead, 43-33 here in the fourth quarter. Bringing the ball back is going to be Fitzgerald. Finds a seam, drives it down the right side of the lane, and then he stops, kicks it out here to Leese for three. Shot good. Alex Leese throws up his second three of the ball game. He had 17 the other night against Adams Central. He's got 7 so far in this one. Connie Catholic back within 7 points now, 43-36. As we approach the six-minute mark here in the fourth quarter, here's a Derek Kissinger with the ball. Out here it's Isaac Carlson. Connie Catholic still in the man-to-man defense. Carlson out here in three-point territory. Spins away, loses control of the dribble, picks it back up, and now we've got a timeout called here from Shannon Levin. Carlson having some problems with the ball out here in three-point territory. Minden calls the timeout. 5:56 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. Minden 43, Connie Catholic 36.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
The Breeze, 94.5.
That game brought to you in part by Connie Orthopedic, also by Barney Insurance, by Midway Auto Group, and by Family Physical Therapy. We're at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena has been a dandy so far tonight. Connie Catholic fighting for their postseason lives here tonight. Not in contention for the Class C1 wild card, one of the two wild cards that they'll be awarded to make the 18 state tournament field. Minden right now in pretty good shape, even if they lose this ball game. They're sitting at number 2 in the point standings. But the Whippets have the lead here in this ballgame. There's a short jumper by Carson Bloom in the lane. No good. So it's 43-36. Minden has got a 7-point lead. Connie Catholic comes back with the ball. Still plenty of time. 5:39 to play here in the fourth quarter. Squires has got it. Comes across the top to Fitzgerald. Out to Squires for three. Shot is around the rim. Falls off. No good. And the rebound comes down to Connor Strike. Keeps the ball alive. Back out to Squires. Little head fake. Now he drives the ball to the goal and a foul is called. Well, Connie Catholic gets a rare offensive board there. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Derek Kissinger of Minden. That's going to be his third. Team foul number three on the Whippets here in the second half of play. Non-shooting situation. That'll be the Stars playing things in. Squires on the baseline. Out on top, Fitzgerald for three. Shot short, no good. Rebound comes down to Schwenka. Christian Schwenka gets the way down to Carson Bloom. Down the far sideline to R.J. Watson in the corner. R.J. puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here high, gets it into the hands of Bloom. Now to R.J. Watson off of the screen. Drives down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound here by a Christian Schwenka. Back out on top to Bloom. Dribbles down the lane. Is running one-handed. Good. Bloom's having a sensational night. He's got 17 in the ball game here for the Dogs. 45-36. Minden out on top by 9 points. 4:50 to play here in the final. The C19 sub-district tournament. Here's a foul that's going to be called now. As Fitzgerald is hacked in the arm, the foul is going to be called here on Thomas Sinsel. That's going to be his third. Tomorrow night in the Breeze, we've got girls' district championship action for you. Giltner will take on Litchfield from Minden tomorrow night. Airtime will be at 6:45, 7 o'clock for the tip. Tomorrow on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR, it'll be Blue Hill taking on Centura. For the right to move on to the girls' state high school basketball tournament next week. That'll be on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR. Both games will begin at 7. Pre-game shows at around 6:45 tomorrow night. 45-36 is the score. Minden is out on top of Kearney Catholic here in the sub-district final for the boys. Kearney Catholic working with the ball. Fitzgerald spins at the elbow and then kicks it back out here. Here's a three-pointer by Colling. It's going to be no good. Long rebound. It's going to be recovered here by Minden. Thomas Sinsel gets the rebound down to Jonas Levin as he comes into the forecourt for the Whippets. Gets it away to Thomas Sinsel. Looking to penetrate. Now retreats back out of here in the three-point territory to R.J. Watson. He dribbles down the lane. He flips the ball away to Schwenka. And Schwenka comes back out in the three-point territory. Now we got a whistle and a foul away from all the action. We're going to have a foul called here. It's going to go on Fitzgerald. That's going to be his first. That's going to be the fifth team foul in the Stars. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Minden playing things in off of the far sideline. Derek Kissinger will play things in as he gets it into Carson Bloom. Picked up out there by Fitzgerald. Bloom gets away, dribbles down the lane. His shot is up off of the window. It's up and in. Carson Bloom scores again for the Whippets. He's got 19 points in the ball game, and Minden back out by 11 points. 47-36. 3:49 to play. There's Kearney Catholic with the ball in their offensive zone. Tyson Colling has got it down the wing. Trying to penetrate inside. He can't do it against this stingy defense of the Minden Whippets. Out on top is Fitzgerald for three. Shot good. Nothing but twine. Nothing but net there for Keegan Fitzgerald as he knocks down a three-pointer. He's got 11 points in the ballgame. 47-39. It's an eight-point lead now for the Whippets. Carson Bloom spins out here in three-point territory. Comes to Jonas Levin. Now outside the ring to Kissinger. Picked up by Squires. Kissinger dribble penetration. Now to Sinsel. Sinsel dribbling the ball. Brings it back out here in three-point territory, gets away, dribbles down the lane. His runner is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Kissinger goes back up. His shot no good. He's fouling the play. Another offensive board there for Minden. And a personal foul is going to be whistled on Brian Huseman. That's going to be his fourth. So four fouls now on Huseman. This will be a shooting situation. Going to the free throw line for the Whippets is going to be Derek Kissinger. Kissinger's got 10 points in the ball game so far tonight. 0 of 1 from the free throw line. 64% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there is good. And the winner of this ball game moves on to the district championship ball game next week. They'll play either Valentine or O'Neill. Those two teams are playing tonight. The Class C boys district finals are going to be held on Monday night. The Class D boys district finals on Tuesday. So the winner of this ball game will play again on Monday night in the district final. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Kissinger. And the rebound comes down to Kearney Catholic. 48-39 is the score. Kearney Catholic trailing in the ball game. Stars have the ball. Fitzgerald gets it inside now. Back out to Fitzgerald on the wing. He takes off. He drives it to the goal, and a foul is going to be called. Carson Bloom ends up on the seat of his pants down there. And a foul here is going to go on Minden. It's going to go on Bloom for the block. The third foul on Carson Bloom. That's only team foul number six on the Whippets, so still no free throws. The Stars will play things in. Alex Lease will look to play it in. He throws it into the backcourt. It's going to be retrieved here by Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald brings it back to the offensive zone at the top of the key. He'll throw up a three-pointer. Shot's going to be off of the mark. No good. The ball tapped out. It's picked up here by Alex Lease. An offensive board there for the Stars. Lease gets it in the hands of Huseman. He has it knocked loose. Huseman picks it back up. Huseman out of Holtmeyer. 2:34 to play here in the ballgame. The Stars trailing 48-39. They'll have another chance here on the far sideline as Tyson Colling with the ball. Dribbles inside, kicks it out to Fitzgerald. Fakes the three. And now he's covered up. Comes across the top to Huseman. Huseman now on the left side of the lane to Holtmeyer. He drives. The shot's going to be partially deflected, and the ball is brought down by Christian Schwenke. Schwenke has got the ball for Minden, and he's given it away to Carson Bloom. And here come the Whippets now with 2:10 to play in the ballgame. 48-39. Minden has got the lead. Carson Bloom down the lane. Kicks it out here to Christensen. Christensen now to Carlson. On the left side, that's going to be Kissinger with the ball. Works it inside, left side of the lane to Carson Bloom. And now Minden not in any hurry to put up a shot here. Under 2 minutes to play. The Whippets have a lead, 48-39. The Stars are going to have to foul here pretty quick. Here's Derek Kissinger dribbling with the ball against Lease. He drives it all over the goal. His shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Nice block there by Lease. That's going to be Minden playing the ball in baseline right side underneath their own basket. And now Minden wants to call a timeout. Whippets want to call a timeout. 1:42 to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Minden 48, Connie Catholic 39.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
People you know.
Community people.
People you know.
Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball for you tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQFM.com. 1:42 to play. Minden out on top of Kearney Catholic by a score of 48-39. The Whippets have led this baby for a majority of the ball game. It was a seesaw battle throughout much of the first quarter of play and a little bit of the second. But since then, the Minden Whippets have taken control. They've led at all the stops tonight, 12-9 at the end of the first quarter, 24-21 at halftime, 39-33 after three quarters. And now Minden will play things in baseline right side underneath their own basket with 1:42 remaining. And now I think we got some question on the alternating jumps as the officials come to the near sideline and chat with the scorer's table. The last foul, by the way, went on Tyson Colling. It's going to go on. Yeah, Tyson Colling. So it's going to be Minden inbounding the ball. They go to the far sideline. Carson Bloom has got it. And Bloom is going to be fouled in a play here. So we're going to have a foul called here on Tyson Colling, and he just fouls out. Tyson Colling just fouls out of the ball game with 1:39 to play. He fouls out with 9 points. Colling knocked down a couple of three-pointers. He had a two-point field goal, and he was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, but now Tyson Colling is going to foul out of the ball game. And now we've got all kinds of confusion here. Officials and Shannon Lovin looking up at the official scoreboard here. I think Shannon is trying to figure out how many fouls that Christian Schwenke has got. As Tyson Colling has just fouled out. He also wears 32 here for Kearney Catholic. So going to the free throw line, I think we're all set now. As Carson Bloom will go to the free throw line. He's 5 for 5 so far tonight, make it 6 for 6. A big-time player in a big-time game. Carson Bloom now with 20 in the ball game here for the Minden Whippets. He will get one more. Carson is 74% foul shooter, and the Minden Whippets are on their way to their 12th straight win here tonight. Shot is up there. It's good. Carson Bloom hits another free throw, and it's now a 50-39 ball game. 50-39. Minden has got the lead. Alex Lease has got the ball now for the Stars out here in three-point territory. Comes to Fitzgerald. He drives the ball there against Carlson. Takes the ball down on the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound battled for. Kissinger has got the ball. Gets it away now to Carlson. They're in backcourt. Carlson gets it to Kissinger. Now to Christian Schwenken in the forecourt. Off to Carson Bloom. Drives for a hole. We got a foul called. As Carson Bloom goes sailing out of bounds. A personal foul is going to be called here. Alex Leeds picks up the foul. It's going to be his fourth. And Carson Bloom will go to the free throw line. He was hit hard as he went to the hole there, and Leeds made him pay for it. Carson Bloom back to the line. 21 points in the ball game now for Carson Bloom. He'll have two shots here. His first one is up there and in. He's now a perfect 8-for-8 from the free throw line here tonight. It's now a 51-39 lead for the Minden Whippets. They're going to win their 21st ball game of the season here tonight against just one defeat. Here comes the next shot by Bloom. It's up there and in. Carson Bloom now 9-for-9 from the free throw line. 23 points in the ball game for the Whippets. That's a 52-39 ball game now. Here's Lease with the ball for the Stars. Goes down in the corner to Connor Streit. Lobs the ball inside. Grabbing the ball is Huseman. Spins away. Puts it up there and scores. Huseman gets the field goal to go down for the Stars. He's now got 6 points. We've got a timeout. Connie Catholic. 1:01 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Minden 52. Connie Catholic 41.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from auto owner's insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
After three quarters, Valentine is leading O'Neill by a score of 63-53. Valentine with a lead. They would play the winner of this sub-district next week in the district championship game. That would be on Monday night. Minden with a lead here, 52-41 is the score. Minden with the ball back in their offensive zone. There's a Derek Kissinger, gives the ball away to Carlson. Back to Kissinger here on the near sideline. And we got a foul called out here on Brian Huseman. That's going to be 5 fouls on Brian Huseman. He's going to foul out of the ball game now with 47 seconds to play. He's going to leave with 6 points on 3 field goals. Huseman had 12 the other night in the semifinal win over Adams Central. He manages just 3 field goals in this ball game tonight. That's going to send Derek Kissinger to the free throw line down for the Whippets. Kissinger has got 11 points in the ball game, 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. So Valentine with a 10-point lead over O'Neill after 3 quarters and the other sub-district. The district championship ball game will be played on Monday night. Again, the pairings will be set up. The times will be announced tomorrow by the Nebraska Schools Activities Association. So it'll be Kissinger going to the free throw line for Minden. His shot is up there. It's good. He is now 2 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 12 points, and the Whippets have a 12-point lead, 53-41. Derek Kissinger will have one more here for the Whippets. Sides the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is off of the left side, no good. And rebound comes down to Squires. David Squires with the ball for Connie Catholic. The lease into the forecourt, hands it away to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald, left side of the lane, has it tipped away. It's going to be picked up here by the Minden Whippets. Derek Kissinger has got it and another Connie Catholic turnover. That's their 12th of the ball game. Minden gets the ball in the offensive zone to R.J. Watson, and he's fouled in play. A personal foul is going to be called here on the Stars. Keegan Fitzgerald picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. So going to the free throw line is going to be R.J. Watson now for Minden. Watson 1 out of 2 from the stripe tonight. He is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line during this postseason tournament. He's got 4 points in the ball game this evening. And his shot is up there. It's going to be good. They'll get one more. Now the score is 54 to 41. It's a 13-point lead now for the Whippets. R.J. Watson will have another free throw coming up here. It's in the air and the shot good. R.J. Watson cans a couple of free throws. And now it's 55 to 41. There's a long-range jumper put up there by Lease. It's going to be short. Rebound is loose in the lane. It's going to be picked up here by the Stars. They get it back out to Lease. His shot for three, no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot up there, no good. Rebound more. His shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Minden. 11 seconds to play. Whippets out of the ball. Kissinger into the forecourt. Comes to the near sideline. Kissinger, double team, looking to get rid of things. Kissinger still with the ball. Throws it out there to R.J. Watson. Watson looks up. The ball game is over. The Minden Whippets knock off the Kearney Catholic Stars here tonight in the C-19 championship ball game at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Final score of 55 to 41. So Minden will improve to 21-1 on the season. They've won 12 games in a row. Minden will move on to the district championship ball game next week against either Valentine O'Neill. Valentine had a 10-point lead after three quarters in their ball game. Kearney Catholic will most likely finish the season here tonight with a mark of 18-6. They are currently sitting in seventh place in the wild card point standings, and the chances of picking up one of the two wild cards in Class C1 are slim, if any. So Kearney Catholic could be finished for the season with a mark of 18 wins and 6 losses. Minden wins it tonight. Final score of 55-41 over the Kearney Catholic Stars. Coming up, we've got the Vons Printers post-game show on The Breeze, KOIQ 94.5.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Owen and Connolly have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome to the Vons Printers postgame show here tonight, brought to you by Vons Printers, your full-service printer at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. So the Minden Whippets win the C-19 sub-district title here tonight as they knock off the Stars out of Kearney Catholic, winning by a score of 55-41. Minden led 12-9 at the end of the first quarter of play, 24-21. At halftime, 39-33 after three quarters, and the Stars ran out of gas there in the fourth quarter as Minden wins by 13 points tonight, 55-41. Kearney Catholic scored first in the ball game. Minden came right back to grab a 2-1 advantage at a seesaw battle in that first quarter of play. Minden opened up a 6-point lead at one point at 9-3 before the Stars came back, pulled within 2 points at 9-7. It was 12-9 at the end of the first quarter of play. Kearney Catholic went ahead early in the second quarter, 16-13, before Minden scores four straight points to make it a 17-16 ball game, 24-21 at halftime in favor of the Whippets. Kearney Catholic again had the lead early in the third quarter of play. Minden came back to grab the advantage at 28-27, and that's a lead that they did not give up the rest of the way, as they led 39-33 after three quarters, and they go on to win by the score of 55-41 over Kearney Catholic tonight. So Minden now 21-1 in the season. They will play either Valentine or O'Neill in the district championship ball game on Monday night. At last check, Valentine had the lead over O'Neill by 10 points. Going into the fourth quarter, Kearney Catholic will wrap up their season with a mark of 18 wins and 6 losses. We'll take a break, come back and check the scoring in the ball game as we continue on the Vons Printers postgame show on the Breeze.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vons Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vons Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vons Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So the Minden Whippets win it here tonight. Again, the final score, it was 55-41. The final score here in this one is a knock off the Stars here tonight. So Minden will move on to the district championship ball game on Monday night. That is site to be determined by the NSAA. The Kearney Catholic season is probably over at 18 wins and 6 losses. Checking their scoring here in the ballgame, the Vons Printers postgame show tonight. Carson Bloom leads the way for Minden, has 23 points in the ballgame. He had 13 in the first half, 10 more in the second half of play. Carson Bloom had 7 field goals, and he was 9 out of 9 from the free throw line tonight. 23 points for Carson Bloom. Derek Kissinger also in double figures as he scores 12 points in the ballgame tonight. He had a couple of three-pointers and a couple of two-point field goals, and he was 2 out of 5 from the free throw line for his 12. So two guys in double figures tonight for the Whippets, led by Carson Bloom's 23, Derek Kissinger with 12. And we had Jonas Levin score 6 points tonight on 3 field goals. R.J. Watson had a three-pointer, and he was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line for 6. Isaac Carlson had a field goal, and he was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line for 4 points. Dan Christensen had a field goal for 2, and Christian Schwinka had a field goal and 2 points here for the Whippets. Minden 16 out of 22 from the free throw line tonight, unofficially only 6 turnovers in the basketball game. Kearney Catholic was led by Keegan Fitzgerald as he scores 11 points. Tyson Colling had 9. By the way, Fitzgerald, he had a couple of, actually had 3 three-pointers in the ball game and a 2-point field goal. He was 0 of 1 from the free throw line, so he scores 11. Tyson Colling had 8 points tonight. Colling had a two-pointer and a couple of three-point field goals, and he was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for his 9. Alex Lee held his 7 points tonight on two three-point field goals, and he was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Brian Huseman had 6 points on 3 field goals. Blake Holtmeyer had a field goal. He was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4. Matt Moore, he had a field goal for 2 tonight. Connor Streit had a field goal for 2. Kearney Catholic did not get to the free throw line in the second half of play. They finished 4 out of 8 from the line tonight, and officially 13 turnovers in the basketball game. So the Minden Whippets win it here tonight over the Kearney Catholic Stars by the score of 55-41. We're going to spend a couple of minutes with Minden head coach Shannon Levin here on the postgame show, brought to you by Vons Printers of Hastings. And coach, congratulations on the win, a hard-fought victory, just like we talked in the pregame show. This one was not easy tonight.
No, it wasn't. They're a very good team. They shoot the ball extremely well, which they did again tonight, I thought. They're very athletic. They can get up and down the floor, and they're a hard matchup for us.
The pace was a lot slower than maybe what I expected here tonight.
was a little bit slower than what I expected to. I thought both teams would get up and down the floor and run a little bit more. Maybe that's attributed to the respect we have for each other and what we can do offensively.
I thought the boards probably the big difference tonight, waiting for the final numbers, but you guys, I'm sure, had a huge edge on the offensive and defensive glass tonight.
You know, I thought the second half we did a real nice job. That's one thing we talked about at halftime. We weren't getting a body on them and blocking them out, and so they were able to jump over us there and get a lot of rebounds. In the second half, I thought we did a lot better job of getting bodies on people and limiting their second chances.
And once again, it was Carson Bloom who rises to the occasion. Big guys in big games, you like to see that, 23 points tonight.
Carson's just a heck of a player. You know, he leads our team. He's pretty smart. Knocked down a ton of free throws, I think, tonight. He's a nice leader on the floor. Him and Derek and Carson are great nucleus. They've been through a lot of battles already. And they just keep us going on the floor and keep everything under control.
The game might have been won at the free throw line. You guys, 16 out of 22 from the line. They were only 4 out of 8, did not get there in the second half of play. So you guys were able to get to the free throw line tonight.
Well, I thought we did a better job of passing and cutting to the basket, I thought. In the first half, we probably were standing around a little bit too much, watching the guy dribble the ball. But in the second half, we did a little better job of moving around and then trying to attack the basket, getting them out of position.
The three-point barrage on the other end really never got uncorked tonight. They hit some shots from three, but it was kind of scattered throughout the ballgame tonight. Never did get a real big run in this one.
Well, we talked about limiting the runs. We didn't want to give them 6-9 points at a time if we could help it, but they just kept knocking down shot after shot after shot. And we talked about that. They're going to keep shooting them, and they're going to make them.
What was the difference in the second half for you guys then?
I really think limiting their second chances. We didn't give them we didn't send them to the free throw line. We didn't get into foul trouble, where we were a little more aggressive and they started getting a few more fouls.
So I'm sure this is just a small consolation prize, the sub-district title, isn't it? You guys have bigger fish to fry?
Oh, no, we're really happy about this. Don't get us wrong. We're excited to get this. We want to win our way in. This is one of our goals. We want to win a district championship, and now we're set up to do that either against Valentine or O'Neill.
Last check, Valentine had a 10-point lead going into the fourth quarter, so that's still going on. And both of those teams are very, very good, aren't they?
Both teams are, yeah. I haven't seen a lot of Valentine or heard a lot about them, but I know they got a quality club and played Valentine really tough early in the year. But Valentine is so athletic and runs such a great matchup zone. They're tough for anybody.
You guys are getting excited for the state tournament yet? Has that kicked in yet?
We're still taking it one game at a time. I mean, I know everybody's looking at it and people are talking about it. But in the locker room, even the guy said it right away, that we got Valentine next, and that's what we're focused on.
Is it tough keeping the guys focused on the next game at hand, knowing that you guys have already qualified for the state tournament?
Not so much with our senior leadership we have. You know, we've been there the last couple of years. We know it's tough. Every game gets a little tougher down the road. But with Carson and Derek, they're great leaders, keeping everybody level-headed and not maybe talk about it or get too excited about it or looking down the road.
Obviously, you got to be excited for the state tournament. Is this a team that can maybe make some noise here another week or so?
Well, we sure hope so. There's a lot of quality teams. You know, Boys Town's got a great team, and there's going to be 7 other teams that are pretty good. So hopefully we'll get a good matchup, and we'll be fortunate enough to get a game or two.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
That's Shannon Levin, the head coach for the Minden Whippets. Again, Minden wins it tonight, going away over the Stars of Kearney Catholic by a score of 55-41. Minden now 21-1 on the season. They have won 12 games in a row. Kearney Catholic drops to 18 wins and 6 losses. That will do it for us here tonight from the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena. Again, Minden will play on Monday night again against either Valentine or O'Neill. And at last check, we had Valentine with a lead, 63-53, going into the fourth quarter. So that ball game is still going on. And again, the NSAA will set up the pairings and set up the site and game times and everything tomorrow. We'll certainly let you know. And obviously, we'll be following the Minden Whippets next week all the way to the Boys State High School basketball tournament going on the second weekend of March down in Lincoln. So again, the Whippets, they went at every break here tonight. They led at all the stops 12-9 at the end of the first quarter, 24-21 at halftime, 39-33 at the end of three. They won it by 13, actually by 14 points at 55-41. Carson Bloom leads the way with 23 points for the Whippets, 12 points for Derry Kissinger. Keegan Fitzgerald had 11 points for the Stars out of Kearney Catholic. That'll do it for us here tonight. Don't forget, we've got more play-by-play coverage tomorrow night on the Breeze. We'll have a Class D2 District Championship coming up for the girls as Giltner will take on Litchfield tomorrow night from Minden High School. We'll be there for that one on the Breeze. 6:45 for the pregame with a 7 o'clock tip-off. Over on Classic, it's 98.9 KKPR. Tomorrow you'll get Centura and Blue Hill from Hastings High. Doug will have that one for you on Classic, it's 98.9 KKPR, beginning at 6:45 with a tip-off at 7. Again, the final score here was Minden knocking off Kearney Catholic 55-41. For my producer and engineer, Maggie Rudolph, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.